The study of psychology reveals the concept of sensory adaptation, the idea that we're becoming less sensitive to a stimulus after constant exposure to it. For example, if you're wearing a ring on your finger, you may be aware of its presence during the first few weeks you wear it. But after some time, you no longer notice it. Similarly, in America, we have become numb to noticing the greatness of America, a sense that we have too easily adapted to. Rather than focusing on the negativity that plagues the headlines, we must focus on appreciating the existing revolutionaries of the modern world that call America home. Ibitaj Muhammad, the first American woman to wear a hijab while competing for the United States in the Olympics. Emma Gonzalez, the teen activist who voiced her opinion after surviving the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting in Parkland. Warren Buffett, a multi-billionaire who still lives in the same house he bought in 1958 in Omaha, Nebraska, a simple 5-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom house. These are Americans, fearless pioneers, brave leaders, and humble workers. The spirit of America is healthy, and the potential for love, abundant. So the time to recognize the glory of America is now, because contentment grows only after we plant the seeds of gratitude. Acknowledging and reveling in the brilliance of America will bring us one step closer to achieving our pursuit of happiness. Historically, British imperialism dominated several countries, essentially ruling the world. However, the majority of the countries that were impacted by the British Empire eventually gained independence. But what made America achieve a level of prosperity much superior to the rest of the countries? The stars aligned perfectly for America as our founders developed the rich and evergreen Constitution, which grants our freedoms and honors human rights. The ideas developed during the birth of America are still reflected in her descendants today. As Americans, we speak up for what we believe in, doing justice to our freedom of speech. Our culture of individuality breeds strength and courage in our hearts. The parades and marches through the streets of every city ignite power and patriotism in the hearts of Americans. Our nationwide ambition and drive is reflected in each citizen. Every individual learns to work hard to realize their dream and to bring the best for themselves and their families. We aim high, so we achieve high, and we set an example for those that follow, especially our children. As a child, the first thing I memorized in kindergarten was the Pledge of Allegiance. We all stood up, faced the flag, placed our hands on our hearts, and recited together as one. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. Each heart that enters an American school is shaped to be a patriotic one. It continues to beat throughout their educational lives as they transition to become passionate citizens contributing to our society. And even to this day, we see our flag flying. But do we truly notice it? The red as our courage to stand up for what we believe in, the white as the purity of American hearts, and the blue as the perseverance for justice that never rests. As JFK proclaimed, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." We are a pioneer of technology, a global influencer, and a driven nation. We actualize change by inventing, leading, and challenging worldviews. The freedom of civil disobedience challenges our nation to be more resilient and progressive. We are the strongest role model for the world. America is truly amazing because you can find people of various skin colors and religions who are equally united in their love and belief in America. Each educator, cadet, cashier, entrepreneur, veteran, custodian, or computer engineer have all been pulled in by the radiating energy and promise of the American land. And that is why America is worth fighting for. That's why the men and women in the military voluntarily risk their lives to protect it. America's good karma attracts dedicated citizens to serve its country. The kind of citizens like Nathan Hale, whose only regret was that he had but one life to lose for his country. The human psyche has a tendency to desensitize to constant stimuli. However, we must draw from the patriotic fervor in our hearts to not only see, but to notice the greatness that is America.